It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestone.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And I thank each of you for listening today. You know, we have a very fun show planned. Lots of guests, as well as three pairs of tickets to give away. But first, I want to introduce our co-host, Wendy Cates Dancer. You know, Wendy is a registered nurse. She's a nutrition counselor. And in her spare time, presents many nutrition seminars to community groups and to businesses. In fact, Wendy, you have a very special important presentation coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do, actually. It's going to be a wonderful event. It's on October 23rd at the Edina Community Center. We are going to be presenting information about perimenopause and menopause. So if our listeners today are having sleepless nights, mood swings, hot flashes, or weight gain, I want to invite you to take part in that evening and connect the nutritional dots. I always like to talk about connecting the nutritional dots.
Oh, you always love that, don't you? You love those nutritional dots.
The nutritional perimenopausal and menopausal dots.
Are they at all like those ice cream dots that you can get at the state fair,
not,
or is that
not
different?
Quite.
Oh, okay. All right.
A little bit different.
Darn it.
So, you know, we're going to be talking about perimenopause and menopause today. So I think listeners might have some questions about this. So our number here is 651-641-1071. Now, you might want to write that number down because we're going to give away some tickets to this special event.
Yes, we are.
You got to have answers, though.
We have questions. We need answers.
So our number here again is 651-641-1071.
You know, Dar, when I think of menopause, I really like the quote of Margaret Mead.
I love that quote.
Yeah, the anthropologist. I was trying to put a couple more syllables in there. But what she said is there's no greater creative force than menopausal women with zest. Don't you love that?
I love that.
Now, I'm sure if we ask Ruth Kozlak, who is our guest here today. Hi, Ruth.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you
great
guys.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
And I know that you have a lot of zest.
I do. You know, I've always had that. You know what I think also is nice about, and I don't know if it's menopause specifically or just being older, is that whole thing that women have. At least I have this. Do you guys have this? Of just, I don't really care what you think of me. I'm just going to do what I'm doing. And
I'm sure that falls under zest.
Well,
exactly.
I thought, Ruth, you had to get to be about 69 before you did that one.
Because when you're younger, you feel like, oh, what does she think of that? Oh, does he like that? And now it's like, yeah, I don't really care. I'm just doing it and deal with it. You know. So I think that's the power part, don't you think?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ruth,
and some freedom there, too.
It is really neat to have you here as a guest today.
Thank you so much.
You are actually going to be our host for this event, which is very nice.
And many people are saying, gee, Ruth, why are you being selected to be the host of this? You're so young and vital.
And full of zest.
You know, what's funny is I'm divorced, actually, and a guy I work with said, you're doing a thing about menopause? You're never going to get a date now. Thanks. No, I am, I'm of a certain age. We won't say the exact age, but I am of a certain age where I am, you know, having some experiences.
Some of those little symptoms.
The subtle
something or another.
Yeah, they're not that subtle.
Okay, which ones are bothering you the most?
Well, okay, I think a big one is the memory thing.
Oh, the memory.
Because I really thought for a while that maybe I was in early onset Alzheimer's because I could be talking to you and I could be saying, and then the really important thing that I was going to tell you was, what am I saying? Is that ever going to go away or is that permanent now?
No, there's a lot of things that people can do for their memory.
Really?
And I think one of the things is we always say you've got to be eating healthy fats. And we keep going back and we say this over and over, like you've got to be eating olive oil, butter, you know, like those things,
nuts,
avocado, nuts, seeds, and then you need some brain fat.
And
the biggest brain fat, Wendy, is?
That would be an omega-3 fatty acid called DHA. And most people don't know that our brain is 60%
so
fat.
Ruth is writing this down, you know.
Because I won't remember it later. No, I will not. DHA, all right.
And, you know, DHA is actually, is an omega-3 fat, and it comes from, like, organic eggs. It does come from fish, and it comes from the algae that, that the fish, you know, fish eat algae, and then they get this omega-3, and that's where it comes
from. They're very smart.
They're very smart fish.
Well, they have such a boring life, though, you know. So how much of this DHA do you take if you're...
Oh, probably 3 a day. And they're usually about 200 milligrams, and you take 3 a day.
Okay.
And then I personally take another supplement for my brain, my functioning, and it's called Brain Vibrance. And it is something that works just like magic for people so
really?
That you get that... You know that word recall that we talk about all the time?
Oh, man. See, I used to watch Jeopardy, and I knew the answer, and I could buzz in, and now I watch Jeopardy, and I know that I do know the answer, but I can't access it.
It's there somewhere.
It's very sad. I couldn't compete on Jeopardy anymore.
Well, Ruth,
not that I ever could. But.
You know, and this is some of the things that we're going to be talking about at the Edina, our menopause event on October 23rd, and we are actually going to be talking about how you can get your memory back, you know, hot flashes. Anybody have hot flashes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a good hot flash story.
Okay.
Hey, that reminds me. Okay, it's October 23rd, and if people want to get tickets, it's like $34, I believe, if my memory serves, right?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, good
memory. Good, good, good. And I'm going to just give the phone number in case people want to get tickets. You can register on by phone, 952-848-3952. Or there's a website, too, which is kind of long. But if you were to Google, I bet, the Edina Community Center, I bet it would come up. Am I right? Yeah. All right. This is in Edina, 952-848-3952.
Well, we have somebody from
Edina.
Yeah, let's
bring
right
in Marsha.
Marsha,
come on.
Come on, Marsha.
I was being really quiet. I wanted to see if Ruth could say that. Register online. Yeah, it really is a long website address, but it's... Yeah. If you want to Google it, you can go to Edina Community Education.
Okay.
But the actual website is those three W's, www.edina.k12.mn.us. And then there's a little slash there that says community. The cost of the event is $34, which is a steal. And we're letting everybody know that up until the day of the event, it is $34 for your ticket at the event, at the door, it's $40. So we hope you register ahead
Marsha,
of time.
That would be what I would have to pay because I always wait
until the very last minute
and I rush in and say, here's my credit card.
She's a spontaneous kind of gal.
Well, a lot of us are, but, you know, we're going to be having some treats and prizes and we're going to be getting some tea cakes, I should say, from Mad Woman Foods.
And they are very, very good.
They're very good, and they're good for you as well.
Can
that be the same? Because it can be good and good for you at the same time?
Absolutely.
Those are.
That's why we're having them.
And then we're also going to have some
It's October 23rd, and it's 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to have fun treats that are healthy. We're going to give you great information. I'll tell silly stories. It's called Menopause, Not the Musical. And we're going to have some good laughs, too, plus the information. And I think it's going to be interesting for women who even aren't to this time yet, who are in perimenopause, because that can start much earlier, which leads me to question number two. Notice how I just did that? What a segue.
Yeah, that was
very
great.
Good. Number two?
What is the average age that a woman would start menopause? Or I'm sorry, perimenopause.
Perimenopause.
Okay, what would the average age be, do you think?
Well, we better put that one out there to the
Now,
to
do we
listener.
Get free tickets if
yeah.
we get a right
free,
answer
yes.
to that question?
We give them two tickets or
two
one?
Free tickets.
Two.
Free
okay,
free
you can bring
tickets.
A gal pal.
But,
well,
you know,
well,
Wendy,
the
you're doing... we're going to give two more tickets to give away,
yeah.
yes.
Should we tell her what the answer is? Well, no, we could just have people call. What's the phone number?
We need to give them the number.
Yeah, give them the number.
651.
I forgot that.
641-1071.
Okay. So now, Ruth, you're really good at this radio stuff.
I did it for a while, can you tell? Yeah, but I know that people are... I was in a bookstore yesterday, and a guy came up, and he said, my wife is... Where are you? You know, my wife is looking for you. And so I actually am not currently doing a radio show. I did that for, a long time, 20-some years.
But you are going to do a spot coming up besides this spot, right?
I am.
Do you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot.
I forgot.
Help her out.
This is so pitiful. Yeah, I'm. You know, one of my very dear friends is Kevin Berger. And I was on her show, I don't know, a couple months ago, and we had a really good time. And we just, you know, kind of talk about what's going on with us. And she asked me to come back this coming Tuesday. So from 10 to 11, I'll be on with Kevin Berger here on FM 107. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this event and hopefully get some more people to come out, because we'd love to have a great, great crowd on at that Tuesday, October 23rd, which is only 2 weeks away. A little over 2 weeks.
Right.
So
I think we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the average age for perimenopause? And then people really do want to know what you've been doing and what you're up to.
Oh, sure.
So we'll come back and answer that.
I'll tell you most of it, you know, but not just the G-rated stuff.
Okay. That's
yeah,
good.
I can't go into the X stuff. I'm just kidding.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Joining Dara and I in the studio today is Ruth Kozlak and Marsha Buchok, director.
Two people with bad last names.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're good.
We are all here to answer your questions about menopause, and we had lots of people call in to guess what the average age of perimenopause is, Dara. So are you going to go to the...
We're just going to go right down. Let's do a Larry King. Hello, no. Line one. Who are you?
Yes, who are you? Your name, please. Hello?
Hi, I'm Sue.
Hi, Sue.
What's your guess?
How are you doing? I love your show.
All right,
great.
Thank you.
And I'm enjoying a real menopause.
Not the fake stuff.
Having no periods is wonderful.
See, there's positive things, aren't there?
Oh, fantastic. Very love it. And retirement's great, too.
Right.
All right. Do you have a guess on the question, though?
I think it's around age 40.
Pretty close. But how many years? It's a little bit older than that. So we better take another caller.
All right.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot for everything.
Thanks, Sue.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Right, well, let's see if the next person has it.
You got to hang up on her.
You've already given them a...
All right. Hi there. You have an answer for the question. Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
yes.
What's your name?
My name's Becky.
Becky. What's your guess of when the average age?
I thought it was 42, and then at 52 is when the real event.
Oh, that's not quite it.
Not quite right.
You're close,
we're getting
though.
We're getting closer.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
All right, see you.
Dar, you have to hang up faster.
All right. Wow, I need to be faster with this. Hello there. Hello?
Hello, line four. No, they hung up. They're gone.
Are they gone?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She
you
pushed the
hang
button
up.
That's not flashing. Let's try that. This is challenging.
Hello, this line two.
Hello?
What's your name?
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, young lady?
Jody.
What's your name?
Jody. Hi, Jody.
What's your guess?
I'm going to say 48.
Wait a minute.
I want to comment, too. Why don't you take that spot where the sisters are leaving? I want you on that show.
You're funny.
I love that, too.
Is 48 idea. Notice how I'll just avoid that question. 48, is that the right answer?
That's good.
Yay!
You win two tickets. Are you going to come to the event?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, fabulous.
All right.
Okay,
all right, Jody.
Hang on, and we're going to get your info off the air.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Well, let me tell her what I'm doing now, because, you know, about two years ago, I was on a different radio station till 1998. Then I got fired, and I had always wanted to have my own business, so I started a business where I was syndicating my show, and I did that for 7 years. And I was the main salesperson. I was on the air every day. I had six employees, and one day I was in the car, and I do believe this is probably a perimenopausal thing also, I asked myself, you know, do you want to do this for another 20 years? And the voice said, no, I really don't. And so that was, believe it or not, that was the beginning of I wanted to do something different, and I didn't know what it was. And I went through, you know, I was unemployed. I had to shut down the business. I was unemployed for a while. I really didn't know where I was going with it, but I loved working with small business owners. And I, through a weird synchronistic thing, I discovered a company called Sunbelt Business Brokers, and I am now a broker. So I help people who want to buy and sell small businesses. And it's almost like everything I've done up till this point kind of led to this, except there was no plan to do this, which is kind of weird. But I think that's
the way life goes.
I think that's the way life is.
I do too.
I really do.
Yep.
So
great. And if you can just stay with the flow, it all turns out
I
just
think
perfectly.
That's the key there is stay with the flow and be open to those messages because
exactly.
We turn them off.
Well, and I think it's important for women to do what you want to do, what you know really you're supposed to be doing, whether it's doing something different or starting a relationship or ending a relationship or, you know what I mean? I think that's part of the power of this time of life, too.
Right.
So,
well, I think we should take a couple more callers here.
All right. What are we doing now? Are they just asking questions?
I think they're just asking a question. Hello there.
Hello.
And your name is?
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. You have a question for us?
Yes. I'm going through premenopause, and I was wondering, what do you guys think of the Slim Quick?
To lose weight?
Yes.
What is it?
Is it like a drink that you drink?
No, they have the drinks, but this is a pill.
Oh, it's a way to lose weight.
And plus it has it helps you with your metabolism, your energy, your hormones, and everything.
You know, I've never heard of it. I would be cautious. I think people need to eat really healthy foods when they're going through menopause so that, you know, you're not going to get yourself out of balance more. That's, you know, come to the event and listen to Wendy talk about real food.
Okay.
And it'll give you a lot better answers.
Okay.
And we'll have lots of fun, too.
All right.
Thanks for calling. And I'm going to give you guys a little more information. The event is Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm going to be there. Wendy will be there. Dar will be there. And it's at the Normandale Auditorium, Marcia. Is this easy to find?
It's at the Edina Community Center, which is, some people might refer to it as the old Edina High School, which is just off of Highway 100.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the auditorium, which is in the Edina Community Center. It's the south side of the building. We will have signage.
Mm-hmm.
But the address is 5701 Normandale Road, Edina. And I'll give you the zip in case you want to map quest it. It's 55424.
This would be a fun thing, wouldn't it, to get a bunch of your girlfriends together?
Oh, absolutely.
And all go together. And just have a fun time, and you're going to have treats. And
yes, we are. We're going to have some tea cakes from Mad Woman Foods.
And a little tea.
And a little passion tea.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some prizes, some giveaways, and Ruth's going to be here. Wendy's going to be here. We're going to have information as well as fun. And why not have some fun talking about kind of a sensitive topic?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So, now, what do you think about bringing men? Would men want to come to this? Or do men go through anything? Come on.
Oh, sure they do.
Because they seem like they have more problems than we have.
I agree.
What do you think? Tell us something that...
It's actually called andropause,
because
their hormones are androgens. So
actually, men are becoming estrogen dominant these days, so they have a excess amount of estrogen. But we're going to save that one.
Why is that? That's
because
weird.
We have to take a break.
Oh,
but I want to put out another question because we got another set of
one
tickets.
More set
oh,
of
that's
tickets.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Some tickets.
Should I do it or should I do? Do you want to do it? The three.
Oh, we have two sets left.
Okay, two sets.
No, no, no. We've given away four already. I think, haven't we? Yeah, we have one more set.
I guess
one.
Well, we can always get more.
Anyway,
yeah, go ahead.
No problem. So the next question is what are the three hormones that your ovaries produce?
There we are.
Or maybe that they used to produce.
<Or Yes. laughs>
What's the phone number?
651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Up nutrition. Marcia, could you please tell people how to get tickets? We're talking about menopause, perimenopause, and our special event that's happening. So if you could just jump in now and
sure.
tell people where that is. And
the event we're talking about is Menopause, Not the Musical. And it's going to be a humor-filled evening sponsored by Edina Community Education and Nutritional Weight and Wellness. It's on Tuesday, October 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's going to be located at the Edina Community Center, which is on Normandale Road, 5701 Normandale Road. I'll give you the zip in case you want to Google MapQuest. It's 55424. It's, you know, some people refer to it as the old Edina High School just off of Highway 100, and the auditorium, it's in the Normandale Auditorium, which is in the south side of the building. If you want to register by phone, you can call us at 952-848-3952 or online at www.edina.k12.mn.us. The cost is $34. And
you can't call today. Call on Monday or
well,
Tuesday.
You can't call, but you can always register online. Yeah, that's
okay.
A great way to go. And,
you know, if people have more questions about it, we have someone at our office that can answer more questions. And our office number is 651-699-3438. And so if you have other questions about it, just give us a call there.
Good idea.
And so we have more tickets to give away.
We do.
But we need to apologize because we did not put the... I believe her name was Sue that answered the Valerie Harper.
No, the second question.
The second question.
Okay.
I can't remember what the second question was
anyway,
now.
Anyway, if we did not
call
get
back.
Your information,
oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. Please call back because we want to make sure you get those tickets.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, all right, what are the three hormones
so
your ovaries produce?
We are going to talk to Lisa. Lisa, you have a question. You have an answer for us.
Well, you know, I actually have a little thing about sleep that I wanted to tell you about. One of my friends had told me that if I went to bed a little bit later with menopause, that I could sleep through the night. And I tried it and it worked. I sleep much better through
What's
the night.
What's a little bit later?
What time do you go
to
bed?
Yeah, so I go to bed at almost midnight instead of 10 o'clock, and I need less sleep. And that's why I wasn't sleeping through the night.
Okay. Do you want to guess on the question before we...
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
Estrogen, progesterone, and how about luteinizing hormone?
No, but a good guess. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
what
you
do you guys
very
think
much?
About the going to sleep later? You think that's a good...
Well, as far as needing less sleep,
we actually
we don't
need
agree
more sleep.
Yep, exactly.
Actually, we need
really?
More sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
So let's give away those tickets.
Sleep.
Yes, let's. Deborah, welcome to the show. You have an answer to the question? Deborah?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. It's estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone.
Yay!
Excellent.
So happy.
Very good. You get to come. All right, now put her on hold, so don't hang up on
okay,
her.
Okay, I'm on. Thank you.
All right, thank
all right,
you for
now
calling
I think, you know, we're almost, we're going to be out of time, and at the event, we're going to talk about hormone replacement therapy and what are some alternatives to that, because a lot of women are very afraid about hormone.
Certainly, and they
should be. They should be.
They should be.
Yeah. But let's talk about sex for a minute.
Oh, okay. Let's.
Is there sex after menopause?
Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so. My husband's listening. He hopes so.
No, she's trying to get the men to come to class, isn't she?
See, we're going to have a very... No.
It's gonna,
but
yeah.
I mean, there are women who, you know, discuss
well,
this, that
well,
maybe they
absolutely.
Don't have any libido anymore.
You know, let's talk about how hormones are made. We need, actually, we need cholesterol to make estrogen.
Really?
We need cholesterol. Think about that. And that's kind of new. I don't know if it's new research. We've been talking about it for a long time. So if you don't have enough
cholesterol,
then you're not making enough estrogen, and those things all affect your sex drive. But then there's another thing that really does affect your sex drive more, right, Wendy?
What's that?
A different hormone, like progesterone.
Well, yeah, and so progesterone is actually the precursor of all your other hormones, so a little progesterone is going to help you out with that a lot.
A little cream again? We're back to
the cream,
yeah.
And when do you do that? Just all the time?
Well, at night.
At
I mean,
night.
We usually take it at night because it does help us sleep.
So okay. We just rub it all over?
Yeah.
No, not
then
really.
You'll be making so many hormones, you just
I
won't be able
Marcia
to sleep.
Marcia will have you come to the event.
Well, will you advise us about that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what about, Oh, shoot. See, I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Oh, about dear.
Dog.
Got to get back to that essential fatty acid.
I need some fatty acids, don't I?
Yep.
And I always thought I had a fat head.
See, that's back to the cholesterol thing.
Okay, cholesterol. That's what I was going to ask you. Why are they then testing your cholesterol and saying, oh, we've got to lower your cholesterol, blah, blah, blah. Are they wrong about that? Why is the doctor always freaking out about the cholesterol?
Well, I think
that's a whole story.
Yeah. Working with a lot of women, I've noticed that at perimenopause time, mm-hmm. often the cholesterol levels do go up.
Yep.
But it's like our bodies, it's like they're so intelligent. It's trying to tell us, hey, make a little bit more estrogen, make me some more hormones. Mm-hmm.
The truth is, Dar, when women are pregnant,
yeah,
because they need lots of hormones, their cholesterol levels are very high.
Yes. Really? Yes.
And they're very healthy because the baby needs that.
Wow.
So, you know, it's we have to take all this information, and I think that's the thing that we try to help people with is understand some of this biochemistry mm-hmm. in a way that it can affect their bodies
yeah.
and get the knowledge, because if your cholesterol is very low and you're going into perimenopause, menopause, you're probably going to have more symptoms.
Interesting. Yeah. Is there any correlation between, like, if you have, when you are pregnant afterwards, if you get that depression, like postpartum depression, or you have problems, does that at all relate to what kind of menopause you're going to have?
Could, certainly.
I wonder.
Yeah,
really?
It could, certainly. Because, you know, our ovaries make, like, we make estrogen, but we need to ovulate to make progesterone, which mm-hmm. then makes our testosterone. Mm-hmm. So when we get into perimenopause, menopause, we stop ovulating, mm-hmm. and so we're losing a couple of our hormones. And that's the same thing that happens with postpartum depression, is that our progesterone level is very low.
So low.
So it is similar.
Well, should we be rubbing testosterone cream on ourselves too?
Probably not.
No?
It doesn't
seem
idea.
To work for women.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like we need to have progesterone for testosterone to be made from. I mean, we can get out of balance very easily. So you have to be very cautious with some of these other creams.
Yeah, which brings us back. I mean, and that's what I love about what we do is we're always talking about balance. You know, for instance, just looking at your cholesterol in terms of heart, your mm-hmm. heart, when we might mm-hmm. have something
There's
else completely
other things.
All balanced. Mm-hmm. So we want our bodies to be in balance, our hormones to be in balance, our food to be in balance.
Isn't Ruth just an expert?
Absolutely. And oh, fun.
Through the school of hard knocks.
We love having
Ruth.
Studio. Ruth with us.
Hey, I can't wait for this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Tuesday, October 23rd, and we have some Hot Flash fans. I love it. Thank you, Marcia, for my
You're
Hot
very
Flash
welcome.
Fan.
We don't need to use them in here because it's
No,
cool,
it's really
but...
cold in here.
And if people want to bring their own personal fan, would you autograph it?
Absolutely. If you have a fan, I would love to sign it. I used to give away Ruth on a Stick at the State Fair, and I could bring maybe two or three of those to give
that's
out
a great
as a door
idea.
Prize.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
Join us at Menopause, Not the Musical, on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m. And you can call and get tickets Monday, 952-842-3952.
Well, I want to thank Ruth and Marcia for being here. Wendy, it's going to be a great evening. And remember, the magic within you is real food.
And balanced hormones.
Thank you.
Bye.
Life, I love you. All is groovy.